SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In this bulletin, Democrats celebrate victory with Zohran Mamdani's win in New York and California's new redistribution boundaries. Satellite images reveal the atrocities in Sudan as the massacre unfolds. And in cricket, Jake Weatherald in contention to open as Steve Smith replaces injured Pat Cummins. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. In the U.S., Democrats are celebrating another victory in California after Zohran Mamdani's historic win in the New York City mayoral election. California voters have voted for new congressional district boundaries, paving the way for the Democrats to win control of the House of Representatives in the midterm elections. The approval of Proposition 50 means Democrats may win 5 additional seats in the upcoming midterm election. The state's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, says the election shows California's stance on U.S. President Donald Trump.
We stood tall and we stood firm in response to Donald Trump's recklessness. And tonight, after poking the bear, this bear roared. With an unprecedented turnout in a special election with an extraordinary result.
New York's newly elected mayor, Zohran Mamdani, says he's confident that he will be able to deliver on his ambitious agenda. The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist beat former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. He's vowed to keep ICE agents accountable over the way they treat suspected illegal immigrants and spoke out against Donald Trump, who he says has made groceries harder to afford. He's promised his new team of officials, all women, will deliver.
We will form an administration that is in equal parts capable and compassionate, driven by integrity, and willing to work just as hard as the millions of New Yorkers who call this city home.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says the Democratic election wins are not a big deal. Satellite images from Sudan have played a crucial role in uncovering the explosion of violence by the paramilitary takeover in the western Darfur region. Experts say it's the only way to track the region and city of Al-Fashir, captured by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces on the 26th of October. Thousands are believed to have been killed in widespread massacres. The United Nations had earlier warned the conflict in Sudan is spiraling out of control, calling on warring parties to come to the negotiating table. Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has described it as an epicenter of suffering. More than 40,000 people were killed and 14 million people have been displaced from their homes since the beginning of the war in April of 2023. Optus has reported another major outage, this time disrupting mobile and data services across the Hunter Valley in New South Wales, leaving customers unable to make emergency calls. The company says a fiber break caused a blackout on Wednesday afternoon, affecting Port Stephens, Maitland, and nearby areas. It comes just days after Optus executives faced a Senate inquiry over a September outage linked to 3 deaths where they admitted waiting nearly 18 hours to alert authorities. A spokesperson for the Minister for Communications says Optus has notified the government and regulators and is being closely monitored. The company has been urged to fix the problem quickly and keep customers informed. To sport. Tasmania's Jake Weatherald is in contention to open the batting for Australia's men's cricket team in the opening Ashes test in Perth. Steve Smith will captain the side in Pat Cummins' absence, but it's hoped a back injury will only keep him out for the opening test. The 15-man squad named today also saw Marnus Labuschagne included, but there was no place for Sam Constance in the side. Head selector of the national side, George Bailey, says that Constance is still on an upwards trajectory as a cricketer.
I feel for Sammy, because I think at the moment, I mean, if he farts, it's a headline. And there's a handful of young guys his age playing Shield cricket around the country, and they're all learning, and they're all going through a journey of becoming the best cricketer they can be. And Sammy's no different to that. He just happens to be doing it under what seems to be immense scrutiny at the moment.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.